Mix 3's Best Music with Pantai Hospital. Some Fat Faves. Today with me is Dr. Sabir Ahmad. He's an orthopedic surgeon from Pantai Hospital Lampang, and he's here to talk to us about rotator cuff injuries. Now, Dr. Sabir, what is a rotator cuff and what causes it to tear?
Okay, basically, the rotator cuff is a group of tendons that connects the four muscles of the shoulder to the bone. The strength of the cuff allows the muscles to lift and rotate the bone of the upper arm. These tendons run under part of the shoulder blade where they are very vulnerable to being damaged. A tear may occur from sudden strain on the shoulder, such as lifting or catching a heavy object, or a fall on an outstretched arm. The overuse of these tendons, especially after a period of inactivity or because of the poor blood supply to the area of the cuff, may result in a tear as well. When these tendons or the muscles of the rotator cuff tear, the patient is no longer able to lift or rotate his or her arm with the same range of motion as before the injury and will experience significant pain associated with shoulder motion. This pain is very common at night and often radiates down the arm.
Okay, Dr. Sabir, our listeners sent in a whole lot of questions. We've got a lot to ask you, but first let's get into the music. Mix Today's Best Music with Pantai Hospitals. With me is Dr. Sabir Ahmad, an orthopedic surgeon from Pantai Hospital Ampang. He's here with me today. We're talking about rotator cuff injuries. Now, Dr. Sabir, how is a rotator cuff tear diagnosed and at what point would surgery be needed?
A rotator cuff tear is best diagnosed clinically and confirmed with a scan. In some cases, an ultrasound scan can be done immediately. However, MRI scans are done more routinely now as it renders a much more superior image quality with enhancements. It also provides information on the quality of the muscles and other underlying structures of the shoulder. So clinically, basically, we can deduce that a tear of the cuff is most likely present, but with imaging modalities, we can establish to a certain degree how big the tear is and if the tendon is retracted and also the quality of the tendon and the muscle. Not all rotator cuff tears require immediate surgery. Painkillers, anti-inflammatory medication, and physiotherapy are some of the common treatments. Surgery is usually required when a tear follows an injury or when the pain is not improved with injections and physiotherapy. Surgery may be done arthroscopically or widely known as keyhole surgery.
Mix Today's Best Music with Pantai Hospitals. I'm Fat Faves and I've got Dr. Sabir, an orthopedic surgeon from Pantai Hospital Ampang. Now, Dr. Sabir, how can rotator cuff tears be prevented?
Basically, try and avoid excessive overhead activities that may strain your shoulder. Practice rotator cuff exercises to help increase the strength and flexibility of the shoulder. Strengthening of the dynamic stabilizers of the shoulder, which are basically the surrounding muscles, will help reduce the chances of a cuff tear from traumatic injuries. Do not try and play or work through the pain. This will aggravate the condition even more. Do visit your doctor if the pain does persist.
Thank you very much, Dr. Sabir Ahmad. Don't forget, Doctor On Call happens every Thursday, 3 p.m. right here on Mix.